The ballet world lost a beloved star this week. Violette Verde died Monday at the age of 82. She was born in France and in the 1960s and 70s graced the New York City Ballet in works choreographed by Jerome Robbins and George Balanchine. Some can maybe picture her dancing one of her signature roles, Emeralds, from the ballet Jewels. Violette Verde retired from performing in 1977, but continued as a choreographer and teacher and a professor at Indiana University. In 2011, Violette Verde was judging a ballet competition in Boston. Here now, Lynn Menegon sat down with her and asked first how she decided to become a ballerina.
My mother decided it for me, and I was very obedient. But the reason was, the background was, that I was very musical, and I had reactions to music that literally led me to more emotions than, you know, is normal, and also to more activity. And so the doctor said to my mother after a while, you know, we have to tie her out harmoniously. And that was his expression, and my God, it was so accurate. So my mother said, what about ballet? He said, well, if you think it's, why not? And my mother said, I like it, not having seen it, I like what I see because of the architecture in space. We are architecture in space. We're not just motion or movement. We also build forms, lines. So that's how I was spoken for and addressed directly to something which, after a year of a little bit of reservation from me and maybe hesitation and shyness somehow, it became obvious to myself that I was doing the right thing at the right time in the right place. And in dance, for instance, and in the other arts, you have such a recognition of something bigger than you that makes you bigger. When you follow it, you really get there.
You got there on the stage of New York City Ballet.
Being with Balanchine and Robbins definitely was one of those privileges that not everybody gets, and it's once in a lifetime, obviously. I mean, it was the highest point of my life.
Balanchine and Robbins, the great people of the New York City Ballet, gave you the garden in which to flower, I guess. Balanchine was famous for the flower
metaphors.
What was he to you?
Oh, I never use usually the word guru because it has been so completely misunderstood. But in his case, I would say he was our guru because he was the one that removes ignorance of, you know, what we didn't know. He provided, he gave us appreciation, and all of that with such a respect of each person in his company, like they were the most precious jewel of the crown. And he was not a man of words, but when he wrote a work for us, we discovered that he knew who we were sometimes better than we knew.
Give me an example. You had some great roles.
Well, many, so many roles, jewels.
Emeralds, he made.
Emeralds, yes, that's right, the emeralds, which also is a very deep and but serene already and accepting and in a way resigned, but with nobility, resigned with asset.
Did he see that in you or in the music?
Of course, he never thought of steps before he would be with a dancer in the studio. But he had an idea of the situation and the atmosphere. Now, is there anything more elusive than that? Yes, taste, maybe. If it isn't there, oh boy, do we suffer and we know it. So he chose us for that duty, so to speak, to carry that duty and to deliver the goods.
Deliver the goods. And that was what you did for about 20 years at New York City Ballet.
Yes.
What were some of your most cherished moments of dance, personally, for yourself, that you remember, that you knew the audience felt something?
Dancers don't always have a self-judgment that is reliable, but the best moments were when I completely forgot myself and I was just dancing. It's very rare, and I cannot tell you that I had that many times. Definitely not. But the few times that I had, I remembered. And also, people saw it. People would come and say, oh my God, tonight you were completely carried away and just free. So it's a form of freedom.
I think you learned well from Mr. Balanchine.
You know, when I look back and I see the ladder that got me there, I marvel at how it was a preparation, in fact, to get there. But I didn't know it. And I didn't think I was a dancer for him, you know, because I was never a Borzoi. I was more of a French poodle.
But instead of a big Russian elegant dog, you were
yes.
a little French poodle.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
But the most cute French
exactly.
poodle.
Well, yes, you know.
Ballerina Violette Verdi speaking with Here Now's Lynn Menegon in 2011. Violette died on Monday at the age of 82. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. This is Here and Now.